If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1811, Sunlight and Why It's So Important for Gains by Eric Lea of ericlea.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, welcome back to another edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, don't forget, we have a bunch of shows where we cover a bunch of different topics. Check them all out by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. And with that, let's keep this intro nice and short and get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Sunlight and Why It's So Important for Gains by Eric Lea of ericlea.com. Supplements to boost testosterone, human growth hormone, and other factors to gain more muscle aren't exactly rare or hard to find. I'm sure you've taken a stroll down the supplement aisle or looked online and seen the intense amount of protein powders, test boosters, and so on, and perhaps even tried some. However, there's only one extremely potent and often forgotten supplement that has all of these benefits and more: sunlight. That's right, sunlight has some serious benefits when it comes to gains. So let's get into them. Sunlight, the benefits for gains. 1. Sunlight can boost testosterone. Indeed, getting enough sun can actually give your testosterone levels a boost. Studies have shown that vitamin D, the vitamin we make through sun exposure, can significantly increase free testosterone levels in the body. Many studies use supplementation to achieve this effect, but getting natural sunlight still remains one of the most optimal ways to trigger the body to create vitamin D. As you may know, testosterone plays a key role in gaining and maintaining muscle mass, as well as maintaining a lean physique. Research shows that in men with low testosterone, increasing their levels can decrease fat mass and increase their muscle size and strength. Not to mention, testosterone can also increase bone density, which will keep your skeletal system strong. 2. It can improve energy levels. Interestingly, more sun exposure during the day can help improve your sleep at night. Sunlight regulates our circadian rhythms, or sleep-wake cycles, telling our bodies when it's time to wake up. At night, when it gets dark, our bodies begin to produce melatonin, the hormone that helps us fall asleep and stay asleep. By getting enough sunlight during the day, we reinforce to our bodies what time it is, so that it knows when to start producing optimal amounts of melatonin. This can result in falling asleep easier and a more restful sleep, which then equals more overall energy during your sessions. 3. Can improve mood. Research has also shown that sunlight exposure can boost serotonin levels, which is associated with improved mood and a sense of peace and bliss, while low levels have been linked to major depression symptoms. Plus, the increased testosterone from sunlight exposure may also contribute to an overall mood boost while reducing fatigue and irritability. This is more important than most people realize, since your mood can not only impact your performance during your workout, but also your entire day and life. It can quickly become difficult to continuously push yourself and strive for transformation and success when you're feeling down or irritated. And 4, helps with immunity and recovery. Remember earlier when we discussed that getting enough sunlight optimizes your melatonin production? Well, this not only helps improve your sleep, but can actually help you recover more efficiently as well. Research has shown that melatonin has anti-inflammatory properties and helps accelerate tissue repair. Great news for those sore, post-intense session recovery days. Vitamin D is also a powerhouse for your immune system, which can mean less days feeling down or sick and more days on your A game. When and how to get more sun. Now you may be thinking, sunlight is sunlight, just get outside. And while this is definitely true, research shows that getting sunlight in the morning may actually be one of the best times to sunbathe. This is because the morning sun optimizes your hormonal clock for the day and night, prepping your body for efficient hormone production throughout the day. If you can, try to make a ritual of stepping outside in the morning when you wake up. Take that coffee with you and bask in the morning glow. If the weather allows, try to expose your skin to the sun, so wear short sleeves and shorts, for example, which will allow for the sun's ultraviolet light to trigger the body's vitamin D production. However, if you don't get sunlight in your yard or apartment in the morning, don't sweat it. Just try to get bouts of direct sunlight through your day, not through a window, though. In southern latitudes, you'll only need between 5 to 15 minutes of exposure to reap the benefits. In northern latitudes, you might need a little longer depending on the time of year. Of course, you can also get in cardio or walking sessions outside to get a win-win situation going. If you can't get enough sun for any reason, say you live in an extremely overcast area, be sure to get in a vitamin D3 supplement so you aren't deficient. The bottom line. Studies have shown that sunlight can boost testosterone, which is crucial for muscle growth. Sunlight can increase energy levels by regulating our circadian rhythms. Vitamin D from the sun has been shown to boost mood, possibly leading to more motivation to hit the gym. And try to get 5 to 15 minutes of sun exposure per day, possibly more if you live up north, with morning sunlight being optimal. You just listened to the post titled Sunlight and Why It's So Important for Gains by Eric Leia of ericleia.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I want to talk more about something today's author, Eric, mentioned about vitamin D and how it affects the immune system. Remember, our immune system, when it's functioning appropriately, helps to keep us healthy. It helps destroy harmful viruses, bacteria, and even cancer cells. And if vitamin D helps keep the immune system working at its best, then we are more likely to stay healthy, right? In fact, since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, researchers have looked at whether vitamin D can influence whether we are more likely to get and recover from COVID. This year, a meta-analysis was published to explore this very idea. Remember, a meta-analysis is a study that pulls together other previously published studies and performs a separate analysis on all of them. A meta-analysis is considered one of the best ways to summarize whether something is actually happening in science. Sure enough, after performing a meta-analysis, researchers found that lower levels of vitamin D in the blood may increase a person's risk for developing COVID-19 symptoms and may make COVID-19 symptoms worse. If you want to know whether you're getting enough vitamin D, ask your healthcare provider to run a blood test checking your vitamin D levels. Then they can help you determine whether getting more sunlight or taking a vitamin D supplement is right for you. All right, that'll do it for today's episode. I hope you have a great rest of your day. And don't forget, I'll be back here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A and where your optimal life awaits.